Several announcements I'd like to bring to your attention. First, you'll notice in the bulletin that there is a thank you note in there from the Van Zee family. If you'd like to make note of that and continue to pray especially for Kenny during this time. We're still looking for a pianist. If someone would be interested in joining the rotation to play the piano on Sunday morning, you can contact Charlie for more information about that. You will notice that there is a bonfire for the youth group coming up this coming Saturday. There are details in your bulletin about that. It will be from 6 to 10, and that will be held at the Nye home. And you can see more details about that in the bulletin. You can also talk to Lucas Hall for additional information. His phone number and email are there in the bulletin. And there is youth group meeting tonight at 6 o'clock, so we would encourage the youth to come out and be part of that. It's grades 6 and up. Bridal shower for Sarah Peterson coming up a couple weeks from today. That will be at 4 p.m. on June 21st, and that will be here at the church as well. Sarah is getting married to Daly Beck, and you can see that they are registered at Amazon and Target. Audio-visual. We are going to continue to put the service live online, even as we begin to get somewhat back to normal with in-person gathering. And so we are in the process of getting set up for a camera that will be stationed in the back of the sanctuary. And if you are interested in helping out with that, with the computer, the camera, and talk to Pastor Jim about that. Victory Center Bible Camp, as you may well know, their camps for this summer have been canceled, but they are doing a virtual camp. They're calling it Imagine Camp 2020, and that will be starting tomorrow. So you can find some more details on in your bulletin about that, on what it would look like to participate in their online virtual camp. And then also you'll notice details in your bulletin about a ladies' fellowship that will be coming up on June 18th at the Hoffman home, weather permitting. Otherwise it would be here. As I mentioned, youth group tonight and CE board meeting tomorrow night, deacons meeting Wednesday night. So those are all the activities that we have coming up here at part of our church. Any other announcements this morning? All right, our call to worship this morning is going to be found in the book of Titus, chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works.
Please stand with me as we praise our Lord together. If you'd want to use your hymnals, it's hymn number 87. May Jesus Christ be praised. Hymn number 87. When morning gilds the skies, my heart awaking cries, may Jesus Christ be praised. Alike at work and prayer, to Jesus I repair. May Jesus Christ be praised. The sadness fill my mind, a solace here I find. May Jesus Christ be praised. O'er fades my earthly bliss, my comfort still is this. May Jesus Christ be praised. The night becomes as day, when from my heart we say, may Jesus Christ be praised. The powers of
of darkness fear, when this sweet chant they hear, may Jesus Christ be praised. Ye nations of mankind, in this a conquered find, may Jesus Christ be praised. Let all the earth around ring joyous with the sound. May Jesus Christ be praised. Sing, suns and stars of space, sing ye that seek His face. May Jesus Christ be praised. God's whole creation o'er, for aye and evermore, may Jesus Christ be praised. Be this while life is mine, my canticle divine, may Jesus Christ be praised. Be this the eternal song through all the ages long. May Jesus Christ be praised.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.
This is our opportunity for bringing our prayer requests and praises, and we have a couple of prayer requests that have come to me. If you have a caring bridge for Ron and Susan, they've had some significant changes this week. Ron has been admitted to hospice care in Cedar Rapids, and it's been a difficult week for Susan and for the family. Aaron did make it up this week, as well as Brianne, so the daughters are all there. Ron dealt with some severe agitation, some significant struggles that Susan felt that, and the family felt he was putting himself in harm's way, and so they've made the decision for hospice, and the last couple of nights he's done much better. So continue to pray for them. June Ohm is going to be seeing a doctor tomorrow with some of the arthritis issues that she's dealing with, and I know she'd continue to ask for prayer. The weather changes, the different fronts coming through has really affected her ability to, and mobility, so I know she'd appreciate prayer. And also with mobility, Jeannie Gortmaker's hip surgery went well. She is back home. Josh saw her at Dollar General, so she is getting out and about, but continue to pray for healing for her. And then we have a praise, Sherry Van Zee's brother-in-law, Brian, was involved with a deer motorcycle accident on Friday morning on his way to work. The motorcycle and the deer did not fare well, but he just ended up with minor injuries. And so that is a huge praise for Brian. We'll continue to pray for healing from some of those injuries. Are there other requests?
Deb?
Dave.
It was a year ago this past week I started chemotherapy. And I just want to publicly praise the Lord for being very good to us through that whole time. I had a checkup here on a week or two ago, and things have looked very well. And I just want to publicly thank God for helping us.
Wonderful. Dave Allen, a year ago, started chemo, and in his doctor's appointments and doctor visits, things are going well, and we praise God for how God has worked in his life and the healing there, and it is good to acknowledge those praises before everyone. Deb's request was for her son Nathan, Deb and Don, as Nathan heads down to Florida, or Texas, on Friday. Get my states and my days correct. But safety in the travel, that is a long journey. And then as they come back, the kids will come back, and then in a couple weeks he'll go back down, and everyone and Jeanette will come back up. So there are other praises or prayer requests. Yeah, Janelle. And that we'll join with your family in prayer for Joe as they're moving him to hospice, and I think you'll be able to see him more. Is that, yeah, and that is the difficulty with COVID and our loved ones that are in nursing homes and other facilities that we just can't get to visit. And so we'll pray for Joe and pray for the Poindexter family in this time. Other requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you so much for how you watch out over us, that you are on the throne, you are sovereign. And as we look at the world around us, it is very evident that without Christ, hope is found in the wrong areas. In political movements, in our government, in change, trying to be from violence. We know, and it is not a trite statement, that without Christ, these issues will not be fixed. We can, as a world, do things to fix the outside, and we know that there does need to be things changed in both our government, in the police, but also in the neighborhoods that are protesting and rioting, that ultimately Jesus Christ is the only one that can change a human heart, that can give the power through the Holy Spirit to love our neighbors as ourselves. Father, I pray that you would be with the church. We acknowledge that we have not always done things perfectly because we are imperfect people. And for the times that we have not lived up to the calling that your Son has put on our life, we ask for your forgiveness. But for each of the places that you've put us, help us to see ourselves as ambassadors for Christ. Thank you that you have given us a message of reconciliation. As our world looks for ways to reconcile, it is not found in punishing others. It is found in forgiveness. It is found in seeing one another as created in the image of God, that everyone we see is an image bearer and will last for eternity. That should spur us on towards love and good deeds for our one another, as Paul tells us that our good works should begin with the household of God and extend to everyone. So, Father, help us to see our work, our contacts with those in our community, in our state, and around the world as opportunities to share the love of Christ, to sow the seeds of the gospel. Father, we lift up the needs of our fellowship here. I pray for Ron and Susan, for the hard decision this week that they had to make of Ron going into hospice. We just pray that you would help him to not be agitated, be with Susan, give her peace of mind and heart in the decision she made and for the family. Grateful that Aaron has made it from Texas, and Brianne and her husband have been able to begin establishing a home there in the Iowa City area, and for the family as they come together. Father, we just ask that you would be an ever-present help. Father, we lift up June, and as she has the doctor's appointment tomorrow, we ask that you would help her with her mobility, ease the pain, as the great physician that you would touch her body. Father, we lift up Jeannie to you as well, that you would help her in recovering from hip surgery, for her mobility and the physical therapy. We just ask that she would be patient with the healing process, be with Harlan, and as the helpmate you've called him to be, we thank you for just the good report, but we continue to pray for healing for her. We are grateful for the praises we have. We are grateful for how you've worked in Dave Allen's life and Linda and the family through this past year, through the doctors, but ultimately through your healing touch. We stand beside him and praise you for what you have done. Father, we ask that you would also be with Sherry's brother-in-law, Brian, as he recovers, thankful for that you protected him and that you watched over the accident so that he just has minor injuries, but we pray for healing, for supplying their needs. We also ask that you would be with Nathan as he heads to Texas, that you would keep him safe in the journey, help him as they load things up and he brings the children back, that you would give them safety in their travels, and for the finishing up of their time in Texas, pray for Jeanette as she closes up their time there and they all are able to be here. And I know that has been a long, hard journey, especially with COVID and the restrictions. Father, we also lift up the Poindexter family, be with Joe and this transition to hospice. I pray that you would speak into his mind and bring him peace. Be with the family during this time, that you would allow through the hospice care being able to get back and see him and help him to feel connected. We just know that this journey has been very difficult for several families that have loved ones in nursing homes and have had to go in the hospital and the limited visitation. Father, these are things that we trust you. We pray for our community, for continued safety in our health, for our country as well and the world with COVID, but also with the racial unrest. We ask that you give wisdom to our elected leaders and officials. Help them to be voices of reason and to speak forth your word, not to use it as a photo op or as a prop, but to truly look into your word and use your spirit to guide. Father, we lift up our missionaries to you. We pray for Ronnie and Becky as they minister to different rodeo Bible camps, and as they have presented their financial needs, we ask that you would provide for them. Help them as they minister in all the different facets with the rodeo ministry and how that might look this year with COVID. Just help them to have wisdom. And we pray for our servicemen and women that you would guide them, protect them as they are downrange, for those soldiers from South Dakota that will be deploying soon. I ask that you would be with their families as this time of separation is about to happen. For our offering today, thank you that you have blessed us with so much. For the opportunity we have, though the offering plate not being passed, we understand that it's still a gift that we give to you. And no matter how it is done, we have the opportunity to trust you that you will supply our daily needs. May all that we do and say this morning honor and glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and today I'm singing Hills and Valley by Hills and Valleys by Torrin Wells. And I've always liked this song, but I feel like it's really relevant to what's going on right now, because it kind of feels like we're in a valley, all of us. But God's always with us, and I hope this song reminds you of that too.
I've walked among the shadows, you wipe my tears away, And I've felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days. And I've prayed prayers to heaven from my lowest place. And I have held your blessings, God, you give and take away. And no matter what I have, your grace is enough. And no matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. You're God of the hills and valleys, God of the hills and valleys, and I am not alone. I've watched my dreams get broken, in you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hands. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. You're God of the hills and valleys, God of the hills and valleys, and I am not alone. Father, you give and take away every joy and every pain. Through it all, you will remain over it all. Father, you give and take away every joy and every pain. Through it all, you will remain over it all. On the mountains I will bow my life, yeah. In the valley I will lift my eyes, oh. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. No, I'm not alone. And I know I am not alone. You're God of the hills and valleys, hills and valleys, God of the hills, and I am not alone. God of the hills, the God of the valleys, you're God of the hills and valleys, and I am not alone.
Beautiful, just beautiful. There's so many moments in that song. You can just feel yourself in that valley, and you can just feel the love of the Lord just wrapped around you. It was just beautiful. Thank you. As we gather this morning, Lord, guys, let's just praise the Lord together. Let's just worship him, because without him, we are nothing. And in the world we're living in, it's crumbling, and it's just, lost in so many ways, and I'm just so grateful that we can come together and love him this morning. So please stand with us as we sing.
Thank you.
Go ahead and be seated. As we get ready to sing this next song, I just have something I want to share with you this morning. In the world we're living in, it's just a broken place, and there's just so much going on, and I'm sure all of you feel it from time to time. And this week when I was reading in my Bible many times, I could just, every verse there was something that popped out to me about the Lord and the way he loves us and where his refuge is. And so in Psalms, I just found, in you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my rock, which I am continually come to.
Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of casting our cares on you, knowing that you are concerned with our cares and that you are always there, you never leave us and forsake us. We pray that we will be mindful of that as we go about our lives. Ask you would guide and direct in our time now as we look into your word. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.